This is the Loving Kindness Mindfulness Practice Session. This is extremely useful when you're feeling down or upset or angered by someone. Find a comfortable position. If you're seated, might be a good idea for your feet to be touching the ground. And check that your body is upright, your back is straight, your hands are on the lap, on each other. Close your eyes and take three beautiful deep breaths. Imagine a beautiful yellow light, perhaps even golden in color, filling up your body. And that's the light of love, pushing out all the negative feelings and emotions. And now, wishing yourself to be well and happy. May I be well and happy. May I be well and happy. May I be well and happy. Notice your body filling up with this beautiful golden light, relaxing your toes, your legs, your bum, your torso, your shoulders, your arms, your wrists, hands and fingers. Your face, your head. And you're beginning to feel much lighter and wishing yourself again to be well and happy. May I be well and happy. May I be well and happy. May I be well and happy. Imagine someone that you really care about in front of you, and wishing that person to be well and happy. Could be your father, your mother, your siblings, your spouse, children, your best friend. Now bring another person dear to you to your mind and wish that person to be well and happy. May you be well and happy. May you be well and happy. Bring another person you care about and recite the same thing. From your heart, wishing that person to be well and happy. You may swap in as many people as you like, who has helped you, who has been kind to you, who has contributed to your happiness. For all the years you have been alive, wishing each one of them with gratitude to be well and happy. Now bring to mind a colleague or someone you've just met and wish that person to be well and happy. Bring to mind the person who may have upset you or angered you, and wish that person too to be well and happy. You may feel some negative emotions arising, and that's normal. Wish yourself again to be well and happy. May I be well and happy. May I be well and happy. May I be well and happy. Whenever someone upsets us, it's because he or she can't help it. They are unhappy. They may also be hurt. Life may have been hard on them. If they were well and happy, they would be much nicer as a person. They wouldn't be impatient or unkind. We won't allow ourselves to be hurt by someone who is in suffering, because we understand our responsibility is to look after our mind, to let go of ill will, to free ourselves from pain, to be forgiving. You may feel they don't deserve to be forgiven, but remember, you deserve to have peace in your heart. To forgive is a gift. It's a gift you can give yourself. The incident is over. The conversation was in the past. Let it go. Focus back now into the present moment, where happiness lies. Don't indulge in replaying the incident or conversation in your mind. You only end up hurting yourself. May I be well and happy. May I be well and happy. May I be well and happy. Recognize your happiness is within your control when you're able to let go of the past and live this moment in its presence. Look forward to the future. It's ahead of you. This moment creates the future that is brighter, that is happier, that's kinder. We shall not let other people's suffering become ours. We shall focus on knowing how to be happy in this present moment, to release ourselves from any pain or sorrow, because that's all related to the past. When we have the presence of mind to be here and now, there is no longer sorrow and no longer suffering. When you open your eyes at the end of the session, look around you and see the beauty in the things around you. Be curious of whatever is in front of you and train your mind to be here in the present moment. And the past is gone. And you shall walk forward with the presence of mind and regain the calmness, the balance, and the happiness you so deserve. Whenever you're ready, observe three more beautiful breaths and slowly open your eyes and smile.